Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. All right, your weather forecast says for today, going to be partly cloudy, kind of nice again, high of about 74 degrees. Kenosha is at 43 at this hour. It's 42 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 49 at its 48 degrees in Racine. Three men arrested by Racine police in connection with the death of Thomas Borglund could be in court this afternoon. The 34-year-old Borglund's body discovered at a residence in the 1500 block of Grove Avenue. Police kept a lid on information about the case, calling it only a death investigation until last Friday afternoon when a news release came out. Arrested for first-degree intentional homicide, Bobby Mitten and Mequan Jones, while Daryl Allen was jailed for aiding a felon. Borglund's death related to an altercation involving some acquaintances at his residence, according to that release. A Caledonia firefighter needed some medical treatment after being slightly hurt by the partial collapse of a ceiling during a burning home at 5809 Erie Street. The homeowner unsuccessfully had tried to put out the flames himself with an extinguisher and then a garden hose, according to reports, which indicate that the fire began in the attic from use of the fireplace. Damage to the home estimated at $108,000. The Racine Fire Department is going to be doing some training with crews from South Shore and Caledonia in the near future, and they're going to use buildings targeted for eventual demolition for the Wilkham Brothers development project at the southeast corner of Green Bay Road and Spring Street. Division Chief Mark Paulzine telling the city's Public Safety and Licensing Committee it's an opportunity to use buildings for real-time training you don't get very often.
It's not a city-owned property outside the city, so we're looking for a hold harmless agreement with a developer so we could go do some training on the buildings that they have on that property.
A hold harmless agreement comes with the recommendation of the Common Council for allowing the city crews to participate in that outside training with Caledonia and South Shore, a date yet to be determined. A busy day for public safety responders around Kenosha and Racine counties yesterday. The warmer weather bringing out lots more people outside doing all kinds of different things. Among the responses, a two-story home at 6035 24th Avenue in Kenosha evacuated by a hissing noise from a gas dryer. The meter was shut off, but it took a while to vent the building. A six-year-old boy struck on the city's near west side by a vehicle that left the scene. The boy treated for an elbow laceration. A couple of vehicles burned next to a pole barn at 3412 176th Avenue in the town of Paris. Mutual aid was requested from Summers. South Shore fire crews sent to the report of flames on the second floor balcony to an apartment building on Durand Avenue. That was early this morning. Recent news that a set of human skeletal remains were found off I-94 in Kenosha County has been greeted with more than just a passing interest by the hundreds of families in the region who've been holding out hope that, well, maybe it's one of their missing loved ones.
The thought in your head is, oh my gosh, that could be us. And what I always do is I right away send up a prayer for whoever's going to get the answer of the remains being their person. We all want a happy ending, but we all know that's not always a reality.
That is Brown County resident Marsha Lovitz, whose mother disappeared under suspicious circumstances 3 years ago, and says to have an ending is better than no resolution at all. DNA from the bones in Kenosha's case will eventually be matched up against a nationwide DNA database of missing persons. Lovitz and others continuing to push ahead for a new federal law that would centralize missing persons data. Coming up later this year, there's a new law that's going to kick into effect in Wisconsin that'll require drivers to turn on their headlights anytime weather conditions make visibility difficult.
Anytime that weather conditions like rain, fog, or snow make it difficult to see objects 500 feet ahead of you, the new law requires drivers to turn their vehicle's headlights on. And if you're ever in doubt, just turn your headlights on. Not only will it help you to see things in front of you, but it also helps other drivers to see your vehicle.
That's Wisconsin State Patrol Sergeant David Harvey, who says drivers are going to be given a break just to get used to the new law. He suggests, though, again, when in doubt, just turn the headlights on, but that won't be officially kicking into effect till later this year. Well, the Racine Common Council's current session is going to be meeting for the final time tonight. The next version will gather Tuesday evening, including a couple of new faces in Districts 4 and 14. The agenda this evening includes the Finance Committee supporting the purchase of 84 protective vests from Advantage Police Supply. Total on that's just under $50,000. Acceptance of a $45,000 DOT safety belt grant, which requires a 25% soft match, or just over $11,000. There's also a forestry maintenance contract for the golf courses, the cemeteries, and the Worcester Museum from Asplund, the lowest responsible bidder. Also, a negotiated amendment to the collective bargaining agreement between the City of Racine and Firefighters Local 321 that will end up costing $214,000 next year. Kenosha's council is meeting this evening, and among the items on the agenda, a resolution that authorizes the city attorney to pursue all claims against McGill Construction Company related to the problems with the rubberized surface at the Dream Playground that forced the city to shut it down over safety concerns. There's also a lease agreement between the city and Gorman & Company for the former Heritage House, which Gorman plans to redevelop into a hotel. And there's a resolution proclaiming May as Foster Care Month in the city of Kenosha. Well, the economy may be improving, but a lot of folks in Wisconsin are still struggling. It's a new study out showing an uptick in poverty. This according to Malia Jones with the Department of Community and Environmental Sociology at UW-Madison's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences.
We found that poverty between 2005 and 2009, compared to the more recent 5 years, it went up pretty substantially. So it's at its highest rate right now since around 1984.
Jones says it's a little puzzling given the overall economy has actually been trending upward.
I think what we're seeing is that people who are at the highest risk, the lowest wage earners in our economy, are not really benefiting from the increasing economy. And so, in essence, we're seeing increasing inequality.
She notes that Wisconsinites living in poverty have some real challenges and that the poverty situation also has no boundaries. During the most recent period of review, Jones says about 750,000 Wisconsin residents were living in poverty, compared to 600,000, close to 240,000 children affected, or about 1 in 5. Earth Day coming up this Friday. The State Department of Transportation taking note they're going to use about 1.5 million tons of recycled materials as part of some of their highway projects this year.
We're always looking for ways to use recycled materials either in or under our pavements. One thing we've done is to allow a certain amount of recycled asphalt shingles as part of new asphaltic pavements. A typical shingle is about 25% asphalt, and so they can be reheated and then used to help replace a certain amount of virgin material.
That is Steve Krebs with the Bureau of Technical Services at the DOT, who says all the asphalt or concrete pavements are recyclable as part of a project. And a reminder, Special Olympics Wisconsin, Texas Roadhouse in Mount Pleasant, local law enforcement, they're all teaming up today for the Guardians of the Flame free lunch fundraiser to benefit more than 1,500 local Special Olympics athletes. This goes from 11 this morning till 2 this afternoon, the restaurant on Highway 11 west of Green Bay Road. Free meals, the pulled pork sandwiches and fries and applesauce and soda. They're going to be served up by local law enforcement officers, Special Olympians, and other waiter staff. What you leave with a tip is what's going to go to Special Olympics, the restaurant last year raising $5,200. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. You have our newscast when you want in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargill, WRJN News.